You've tuned in to the Nunes Newscast, available on the Devin Nunes YouTube channel, iTunes, and wherever you get podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
Radical rioters and arsonists in my home district in California's Great Central Valley recently set ablaze a farmer's haystack that displayed my campaign signs. Undeterred by the arsonists, the farmer put up an even larger haystack with more signs supporting President Trump and me. Within a week, his haystack was burnt down again. The very next day, a second location, a mobile home with one of my banners on it, was also set on fire and burned to the ground. In a normal time, with responsible press, the politically motivated arson of someone's private property, not once, but twice, would be closely covered by the mainstream media. Instead, we live in a bizarre time where the mainstream media, acting as a mouthpiece for the Democrats, will gleefully dox grandmothers in Florida for the crime of supporting President Trump, but will only reluctantly, if at all, cover clear and outrageous threats against Republican voters. And make no mistake, that's what this is about. It's about voter suppression, putting Republicans in fear, making them afraid to put up signs or flags for the candidates that they support. In fact, the media don't want you to know that the Democrat supporters are setting their opponent's property aflame, just like they want you to think that Antifa is just a myth or an idea and not an organization of radical Democrat socialist activists rioting, looting, and torching American cities. The Democrats are succumbing to a new far-left fascism. This radical movement is determined to intimidate and censor all Americans who do not pledge allegiance to their radical agenda. We will not be intimidated into submission as they continue to assault our American way of life. This is Devin Nunes. Thank you for listening.